Rich Inner Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Jacari, naturopathic doctor turned speaker, writer, and intuitive empowerment coach. Each week, I bring you inspiring stories, people, and messages to help you lean into loving your emotions, transforming your relationship with yourself and others, and giving you the clarity you need to create a life you love. Here we are. We made it to 2021. Happy New Year, friends. So today is the January intuitive guidance reading. But before we get started on that, I want to reflect back on the intuitive reading I gave for December, because what I found to be the most beneficial for my personal growth is to kind of like retrospectively look back and see, okay, this was the intuitive reading. Did that align with my life? And what did Sarah say we were meant to be learning during this time if it did align with my life? And if it didn't, is there something that I'm not seeing that I didn't really pay attention to? Or was Sarah just wrong, you know? So thinking back to December, the main part of the reading was that we are going to come up against some emotional stuff, but through those emotions, we were birthing a new version of our lives, a new vision of what we want to actually materialize and come to form to create the life that we want to be living. But it was through an emotional release, an emotional transformation, that we were able to see a little bit more about what it is that we do need in order to create a life that we love. And also, through that emotional release and that emotional transformation of energy, were you able to have a new perspective that you weren't able to see before? Because that's a really big thing that I found in this emotional healing work, is that once you work through a lot of the heavy, dense emotions, you're able to kind of climb the mountain a little bit higher, if you will, and get to a new vantage point so that you actually have a different perspective of your life. And so you can see a little bit clearer and maybe a little farther and be able to determine if that's what you actually want or not. So maybe just pause this and take a moment and really think about that. That's definitely how you'll get the most out of listening to this podcast. So now is the January intuitive reading. So the very first question that I always like to ask is, what is the general theme of the month? And January's theme is holding the vision, creating the space and the energy to balance out your own energy in order to fulfill that vision. And also, don't get caught up in others. Focus back on yourself. And so I'm really getting this sense that January is going to be a working month. We're going to be doing some work here, and we're going to really need to hone in our energy and our awareness in only to ourselves. Meaning, the second that you catch yourself thinking about what someone else is doing and if they're doing it right or if they're doing it wrong, regardless, the second that you catch yourself paying more attention to other people than yourself, you got to rein it back in. That's what we're being called to do. We're being called to focus on what we are attempting to build and balance our energy through that building process. So really focusing on, am I eating well? Am I sleeping well? Am I doing the work? And am I allowing myself to rest? So really giving yourself a solid foundation to build. We need a foundation in order to build upon. And so January is all about building that foundation and making it become solid, so solid. And the way to know that you're going off course a little bit is when you catch yourself paying attention to what other people are doing. The next question that I asked is, what is going to be revealed to us? And the cards I got show me that we're going to have brand new inspiration, brand new ideas come in that is going to give us financial gain. And the only thing that we need to do is to take action on the ones that are truly meant for us. So not all inspiration that comes to you is truly meant for you to be acted. It's truly meant for you to act on right away. So getting really clear about what it is that you want to accomplish in the world, like the overarching mission, not necessarily the project, but what overarching mission do you have? What is your intention? And aligning yourself with the highest good of all, that being your intention, you know, of whatever it is. And so mine is waking you up to your own potential and waking you up to who you are, that you are already whole as you are. And the way in which I help you achieve that is through emotional healing. So I kind of went off on a tangent there, but what's going to be revealed to us are new inspired ideas that we can take action on right away. But just really question yourself, ask yourself, is this truly what I want to be doing with my energy? I only have a certain amount of energy to give. Is my energy up for this task? Is this aligned for the highest good of all? And so becoming really kind of becoming picky about the projects that you choose to follow through and take action on is going to be important. And I'm also getting the sense that you're going to be juggling a lot of different things while also creating that foundation, remember. And really, again, we're being asked to pay attention to ourselves, to stop looking behind at what we left behind, to focus on what we have in our arms right now and what we're carrying with us into the future. And so some new inspiring ideas are going to come to us that will provide financial support. So that's amazing. I'm here for it. The next question I asked was, what questions can we be asking ourselves this month for our highest good of personal development, working on ourselves for the highest good of ourselves? And the cards are showing me that we really need to be asking ourselves, how do we best feel grounded? How do we best feel connected to ourselves, connected to our intuition, connected to a stable emotional state? How can you provide that state for yourself? What does it feel like for you to be in that state? I think it's a little bit different for everyone in what we need. We're all individuals. And so really becoming clear about how you feel the most stable, the most emotionally stable, the most grounded. So really taking some time to think about that. And then also, how can you incorporate that into your daily life? What can you promise yourself that you're going to be doing every single day, that you're going to show up for yourself every day in order to feel that grounded sense of stability? And that can be something as simple as making your bed in the morning. Like that's you know, a really good habit that you can just show up for yourself and do every single day. And that creates a ripple effect. And so you'll start, once you start showing up for yourself every single morning by making your bed, you will have that effect ripple out into your life and you'll be showing up for yourself in other ways. I see this with my clients all the time. And they're actually pretty surprised when they're like, wow, like, I only committed to doing this one thing, but then I ended up doing a bunch of other stuff, and I'm so happy I showed up for myself. And the other thing is, what are you willing to fight for? We all ultimately want peace, inner peace, little conflict, to just be, have that grounded sense all of the time, right? But that's not the world that we live in, and it's actually through conflict that we grow, that we discover what it is we truly do stand for, what we do love, and what we won't accept anymore. And so, what is it that you will always fight for? What is it that you really, you feel it's your mission to do this thing and you won't stop until it's done? What is that for you? We all have something. As you go through January, just think back to this episode. Maybe play it back a couple times throughout the month and really be asking yourself these questions. And like I said, taking action on the things that I'm providing here is how you're going to get the most out of this podcast. This podcast is something that I created because I wanted to make a large impact. And these are the kinds of things that I talk with my clients about. And, you know, it's obviously more individualized and focused, but it's these kind of things that you have to take action on that will create the changes in your life. Like, just listening to this is more of a high vibrational thing. And so you can raise your vibration just by listening. But to really anchor in and to really create the change, take the actions that I'm saying to you. Take what I'm saying, write it in a journal, and really use this as your personal development work, as your personal development time. The last question I asked was, are there any final thoughts here that I should speak about? And I got the Temperance card and the Death card. And so this is actually really beautiful for me because what I'm seeing is that we're going through a transformation. Part of who we used to be is dying away, and we're creating this version of ourselves that's balanced, that's whole, that's connected to intuition and able to balance things, able to really create that stable foundation for ourselves and fill up our own cup in order to build that building that's going to create that impact in the world. You have to have a stable foundation before you can build a skyscraper. And it's like, if you want to create an impact in the world, if you want to have your mission be something that is of great impact, you have to first create that stable foundation. And so that's really what we're anchoring into in January, which is beautiful. This is aligned with me as well. This is totally aligned with where I am at as well. So like I said, all these readings, I ask what the collective who listens to this podcast, what they need to hear. So yes, it's more of a collective, but it also is tapping into your energy. And if there is a reason that you're here, is that you resonate with the things that I'm saying. And so when I'm speaking to you. So I hope that you enjoyed this intuitive guidance reading and that you got something out of it. And if you are interested in coaching with me, I'm still taking on clients. So go ahead and reach out. I will put my website in the show notes, and you can just go on and schedule a free discovery call. It's a free 30-minute call with me, and there's no pressure to sign on at the end. I just talk and see if we're a good fit and kind of go from there. And I've actually had people who have had breakthroughs just in the discovery call alone. So I'm really here to serve. I'm here to help you. And it's not all about the money for me. I mean, yes, I need money for my bills, but I want to help. I just really want you to stop feeling like you have no help, that you're helpless, that you are a victim of your circumstances, because that doesn't need to be true. And I want to help you recognize that and to free yourself from this construct of reality. Basically, you can create a life that you love. So if you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram at sarahjacari.nd and at innerbitch.innertruth. I would love to hear what you got out of it. And yeah, Happy New Year. Sending you all so much love.